Before we get to this episode, just to say thanks to everyone who's bought my new book, Champion Thinking, How to Find Success Without Losing Yourself. Published by Bloomsbury, the response has been terrific. It's an Amazon bestseller. It's been top 20 in the airport charts consistently, and the reviews have been terrific right across the board. And if you like this episode that you're about to hear on Flow, you'll be sure to enjoy Champion Thinking. Head to my website, simonmundy.com, or Amazon, Waterstone, Smith's, places like that, to get your copy.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to this bite-sized episode of Life Lessons from Sport and Beyond, in which I take one nugget from one previous conversation and have a closer look. Hello, Simon here. Welcome to this week's bite-sized episode, which does follow on from the conversation I released on Monday with the legendary Jimmy Chin, who is a pro climber, pro photographer, and an Oscar-winning director of the epic film Free Solo, in which Alex Honnold climbed El Capitan in Yosemite Park without ropes. Watch it if you haven't already. Now, Jimmy's a man who's literally skied down Mount Everest, for goodness sake. So he's worth paying attention to. And he was full of golden nuggets and wisdom in our conversation. And two of those nuggets revolved around quotes which Jimmy lives his life by. The first quote is, or it goes along these lines at least, there are two risks in life, risking too much and risking too little. Now, clearly, we focus a lot on the former, that idea of risking too much in life, playing it safe. But the latter is definitely underappreciated, and Jimmy really argued that in a compelling way during our conversation. His second quote was, commit and figure it out. Now, Jimmy's parents were very strict and pushed him really hard from a very early age, and they hoped and prayed that he would embrace a career as, for example, a doctor, a lawyer, or an accountant. But Jimmy fell in love with climbing, and he committed to it without knowing where it would lead. And the fact is, it led to him becoming a photographer for National Geographic magazine, and to him picking up an Academy Award at the Oscars. Now, he had no plans to be a film director. He never could have envisaged those things happening, but it was his willingness to follow his intuition and step into the unknown, to commit and figure it out, that led him in a quite beautiful direction. Now, that attitude of taking risks and not just playing it safe is one I definitely subscribe to wholeheartedly, and it's one many of my guests have embraced too. And one person who really comes to mind in this respect is Chrissy Wellington, who's probably the greatest Ironman triathlete of all time, who discovered the sport relatively late, but who went on to become a multiple world champion and world record holder. Now, I really admire Chrissy for several reasons, primarily actually because she's incredibly humble, she's kind, and she's just a lovely person. But also because of that way that she's really pivoted throughout her life. She's sort of bobbed and weaved and trusted her intuition, which ultimately led her to become a world champion in Ironman. Again, she never would have envisaged that happening. So with all that in mind, here is Chrissy Wellington with her take on listening to your intuition and crucially being prepared to act on it.
We all have that inner voice. I think some of us choose to listen to it Some of us choose to listen to it and ignore it. and some of us, you know, act on that voice. And I think deep down we all know what it is that we want. You know, what makes us happy, what makes us sing, where our morals are, what ethically we believe in. But we need to listen to that internal voice and be prepared to act on it. And I knew intuitively that the time was right for me to leave, so I took that step. But had I, in retrospect, 6 months down the line, actually thought, you know what? I need to give this another crack. There's nothing stopping me doing that. So I'm always mindful of, you know, the adage, you know, what's the worst that can happen? You take a path, you make a choice, and you see how it goes, and then you reflect and evaluate, and then you can make a different choice based, you know, based on that. But we can't be limited by this debilitating fear of failure or of what might happen, because it stops us doing anything. Stops us listening to ourselves. You know, stops us following what we might be interested in. Stops us pursuing new things. And that fear of the unknown. It's the fear of what people will think of us. That fear of failure. It's very limiting, and it's only by gradually facing up to those fears and hopefully, you know, overcoming them as our own kind of internal constructs that we can carry with us that lesson that we have encountered, we have endured, we have overcome, we have done something that we think that we can't. And that's incredibly empowering. I would never have envisaged triathlon being one of the central passions of my life until someone suggested I try it. And that, combined with me being the type of person that was open to such a challenge, then realizing that it was something I was interested in. So my advice is to always try something new. Just put yourself out there, step outside of your comfort zone, do something that you might be scared of, that you're fearful of, that you're intrigued about, because how else can you find out what new things you are interested in unless you sample them, unless you try them? And that's how I've tried to live my life, by being open to opportunity, by seizing opportunity, carving out opportunity, and being prepared to try new things. And it's only through that that I've had those realizations about the things that I'm interested in. And it's an ongoing process, because I'm sure there are many activities and environments and cultures that will excite me and make me happy and you know, fill me with passion, but I'm not aware of them yet. So I think we need to have that openness and that willingness to explore.
Thank you very much for listening to this bite-sized episode of Life Lessons from Sport and Beyond with Chrissy Wellington. I hope you enjoyed it. I'd be delighted to hear your thoughts, your feelings, your suggestions. Get in touch at Simon Mundy on social media, or drop me an email via my website, simonmundy.com. As I said, I am a great believer in listening to and trusting your intuition. Now, before I go, just a quick word about next week's full-length episode. It's out on Monday. It's all about attention and focus and that nagging suspicion that so many of us have that we are not as focused and attentive as we used to be. And we really explore some of the reasons why that might be, both individually and collectively, and some of the answers, some of the ways we can regain and retrain our focus. Also, just a reminder about my newsletter, Mundy on Monday, which you can sign up for on my website, simonmundy.com. Every week I share two or three of the best nuggets that I've learned from having these conversations over the last 3.5 years. So yes, just head over to simonmundy.com to sign up for that, and it will get your week off right. But that's it for now. Until next time, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.